Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 40, and it's a Tuesday, February 28th, 2017. I am Nard.
And I'm Ray.
Yes, welcome to our show where we talk about gay stories, geek topics, and bizarre shit. And happy Mardi Gras. Happy Mardi Gras, Ray.
Happy Fat Tuesday.
Happy Fat Tuesday. Today, we're recording this on a Tuesday. It's a Fat Tuesday, and it's 40 days, about 41 days before Lent. Sorry, before Easter.
Easter.
For Easter. Before Good Friday, actually. So tomorrow is going to be Ash Wednesday, where we will be seeing some practicing Catholics with ash on their foreheads. So, what have you been doing, Ray? What
working.
Did you do the weekend?
Work.
You worked on the weekend? That's crazy.
Marvin's a slave driver.
Oh, that kind of work. Okay. Well, that's what you do for friends, I guess.
Yep.
What did you do? You put some sheetrock on or something?
I painted, I primed, I did a whole bunch of stuff. I sanded.
You sanded? Oh, how butch. Isn't it the problem that if you have a textured wall and you want to change it somehow or you want to repaint or whatever you want to do, you have to sand it, you have to flatten it, and that's bad for the air conditioning, right?
Yes.
So what do you do?
You cut the AC off and cover the vents up and seal the room up and get mask and just start trying to scrub away the stuff.
Oh.
At that point, you might as well just rip the damn sheetrock out and put new sheetrock in.
Might be better because
you don't have to. That's the problem here in Texas. They texture all the walls because the guys that do the sheetrock do it so damn bad. And because they build stuff so fast now, there's like, oh, put texture on, you can't tell where there's problems with it.
Okay, so.
Where if they just, where the way it's supposed to be done, if you mud it, and float the mud on it and get it fine and let it sit and dry. And then you might have to come float it again and then come back and sand it all down where it's smooth and evened out.
Yeah.
You can't even tell where the sheetrock's joined or where there's mud or anything else.
So what do I do? I mean, what if I want to paint over my textured wall?
Well, you can paint over it. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, okay. All right.
You hire a painter and he comes in and sprays paints it.
Maybe my best friend would paint for me. That'd be awesome.
No. I tried to do that when I lived there, and you said no. You and Mike told me no painting, so.
Not for now, but maybe in the future. Okay, so.
Marvin's got a good guy that's cheap. He'll do it for you. He'll bring a spray painter, and you'll be done in a day.
Oh, really? Okay. So last weekend was a trip. I went to New Orleans with Canyon and Wayne. And
I know. My LTE was probably down, and I didn't get my invite.
Well, they invited themselves. I was going anyway. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it was great to go to New Orleans for Mardi Gras. And, of course, Mike was there. And we, you know, caught some beads Friday night, went to the bars, went to... You would think that on Mardi Gras Friday, there's going to be a leather bar. The Phoenix is going to be busy. It's not. It's less than 100 people or less than 50 people inside. So it's kind of weird for a bar not to be full at all on Friday of that Mardi Gras weekend. So we were there, we were walking around, you could probably do cartwheels at the bar. It was that not full. It was that, you know, there's no people.
Did you go upstairs and bend over the pool table?
That's a good question. I did not go upstairs and check out how full it is upstairs. No, I didn't. I didn't think it's any full upstairs either. But I heard it took out all the walls, you know, the maze.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to check that out. I haven't checked that out, so I'll probably go up there and eat.
So they take it out from Mardi Gras and put it back in, or they just completely take it out?
Probably the former. They put it out for Mardi Gras and then...
Because they can get more people in there.
Yeah. Yeah, most probably. So we were there, and oh, so we Saturday is when we watched the Endymion Parade, and it was okay. It was okay. We were in the usual spot by the Jefferson Davis statue. And a few blocks from there, well, I don't know how far it is, but I tend to think that it's about just a few blocks away from us. It was when the drunk teenager ran over.
Was he a teenager?
Yeah, it was a teenager. Like probably 17 or 18. He was driving drunk and ran over about 20 people. Nobody died, I heard. Nobody died.
Yeah.
It's just that it was sad, though. They're in critical condition, about five of them.
And I think there was a case in the Mobile Parade today, Mobile, Alabama, in their celebration that somebody ran through a band like a high school band driving a truck. God. I don't know if they were drunk or not, but
I'm sure they were. So it was kind of a busy weekend for us. Yeah, like I said, we were there for Mardi Gras, and we just drove back Monday morning because waiting for the true Mardi Gras, like Tuesday night in New Orleans, is fun. It was good at first, but I don't know. You really get tired of the parades after a couple of days.
Yeah, well, they're all kind of the same. I mean, they're different floats and stuff, and some of them have different vibes. But, you know, once every couple of years is good enough for me.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so right now we do have a couple of stories that are interesting. And one of the stories, I want to take that because it's a really good thing that Ray picked up that story. Okay, so let's go to our gay Ray. What do we do?
You're in Trump's America now, attacker tells the gay
man.
Oh,
yeah, I read about this. This is horrible. Okay, go ahead.
A drunk man yelled gay slurs at two men who were riding their bicycles home in Key West, Florida, early Thursday morning, saying, "I bet you faggots voted for that bitch Hillary, and you live in Trump country now," reports the Miami Herald. The two men, Ken Seymour, 38, and Kevin Paul Taylor, 49.
They're both Kevin?
Yep. They're the Kevins.
They're Kevin. They're a couple named Kevin.
Yeah, you
Kevin,
know how their
Kevin?
Friends refer to him. Well, you know the Kevins. Told the police a drunken man was wearing gray shorts and a blue polo shirt in his mid to late 30s and riding a black Eclipse scooter followed them home. The Herald reports the drunk man was calling us faggots and a slew of other anti-gay remarks, the men said, according to the police.
Oh, we're taking videos.
Seymour warned the man that he would call the police. If you do that, I'll cut you up, the man said, according to the police report. The drunken man hit the back of Seymour's bike with a scooter, causing Seymour to fall into the street. Taylor posted several messages on Facebook about the incident. "We were victims of a hate crime last night, biking home from dinner," he wrote. "He kept stopping in front of us and swerving into us. Finally, Kevin got ahead of him, and the guy charges him with a scooter, and he runs at him and knocks him off his bike. Kevin is okay. I think the cops will be able to track him down," wrote Taylor. So that was pretty interesting, drunk party that was going on.
No, and, I get confused of which Kevin it is. They're both Kevins. Yeah. But nevertheless, they were both attacked.
Yeah.
See, I don't know why they didn't have pictures or videos of this.
Well, maybe they didn't have their phones with them, or maybe they were too scared to try to get... They were trying to ride bikes. It's kind of hard to ride a bike. And
well, I guess they were riding so, bikes. You know, it's kind of hard.
And if it's... Depending on how dark it is, then you're probably not going to get good video anyhow.
Unless you get the audio at least, or record
yeah,
something.
So, but...
Yeah, it's pretty sad. So...
But, I mean, there's also a rise in the last couple of weeks of... Jewish synagogue bomb threats, cemetery vandalism, and a bunch of other stuff going on that's all hate crimes.
Mm-hmm. Just because, you know. But for one thing, you say it's Trump's America, but he's in Key West. It's really a gay place there in Key West, Florida.
Well, you know, they're...
Oh, not that, really.
People don't care. I mean,
yeah,
that's the whole thing.
Pretty sad. So if it's a hate crime, okay. Should the hate crimes... Punishments for hate crimes should be worse than normal crimes, or should be punished the same, because they're still just crimes.
Well, it's a crime, but I think the whole thing that hate crime comes in because it adds different charges into it. That I think it becomes a federal crime then.
It's a federal crime if it's a hate crime.
Yeah, instead of a state crime. I might be wrong. Okay. I'm not a lawyer.
Eddie.
Any lawyers listening out, tell us the difference between what difference is when a hate crime is brought in. Mm-hmm. I know there are certain guidelines and charges that happens with hate crimes.
Yeah. So, okay. Because I had a discussion with my friend at lunch today, and then we were talking about, because he doesn't like the thought of hate crime because you're punishing the person for what he thinks, not what he thinks alongside with what he was doing. You should really be charging him of what he is doing, not necessarily what he thinks. Because
but that's the whole thing. If he comes into your house or beats you up, then what's a good example of this?
No,
I'm trying to think of a good example, and my mind just went blank. I must have had too many margaritas for dinner.
Oh, that's right. So tonight, Ray treated me. Thank you, Ray, for treating me at that. For Mardi Gras, at the Chuy's, and a margarita myself.
Well, let's put it this way: say if I walked up to you in the street, we got in a fist fight,
okay,
and we get arrested for disorderly conduct. Okay, If it's just disorderly conduct, there's a minimum sentence as a fine, and you get to go once you do that.
Okay.
And probably get let go of jail, and there's probably no actual formal trial. You just get charged or however it goes, unless you want to go before court.
Okay.
If it's a hate crime, then you get more jail time, and there's a whole bunch of other penalties that come into play once hate crime's established, because that sets up a whole nother precedent.
Is it because of perception? Is it because
it's like the difference between it's kind of like manslaughter. People get charged with manslaughter instead of premeditated.
That's right. Okay.
See, like if the kid driving drunk had killed somebody, it would have been manslaughter. Had he drove through that crowd because he didn't like those people, that'd have been a hate crime, and the penalties would have been different. But like I said, if we got any lawyers listening, you can ask. Write in and tell us the difference between the two.
Maybe we should ask. Oh, we should have a lawyer in the show before next time.
Can you afford that hourly fee? A retainer? Well,
maybe we can. I don't know. He's a friend of mine, so he'll be okay. Okay, let's go to our geek. Our geek is something I've been clamoring for Apple to do. Please join the masses, Apple. Okay, so Wall Street Journal says Apple will ditch lightning cables for USB-C on new iPhones, which I'm really looking forward to. So here's a rumor we've not heard before. According to a report from the Wall Street Journal, the next iPhones will feature a USB-C port for the power cord and other peripheral devices instead of the company's original Lightning connector. Oh, thank goodness. The wording isn't 100% clear, but the Wall Street Journal seems to be suggesting that Apple will drop the iPhone's proprietary Lightning port. Because for many years, Apple is the only one, only iPhones are the only ones that has this kind of Lightning cable. It's just, it's ridiculous. So, yeah, so so the wording isn't 100%.
Was that because the technology's caught up with the Apple technology?
No, I mean, it has nothing to do with that.
It has nothing to do with speed and connectivity or anything like that with a Lightning cable versus.
Well, for one thing, what happens right now with the new USB-C, it's a lot. It can hold more power. It can power laptops, not just phones. It can power laptops. I mean, it's strong enough to do that. Plus, the data may be faster. Yeah, it's faster. It's just fast. It's faster than USB 3.0.
Well, I just want them to do the whole thing like Android's got, where you just lay the phone on the pad and it charges. Induction.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're gonna have that too. They're gonna have that too.
Are you sure? It wasn't a news article about that.
It wasn't, but it's in the other articles that I've read.
Okay.
Before this, that they're trying to catch up. They're playing catch up now on how to, you know, catch up on other technologies. They do improve on it, but they're trying to do some catch up, like what you said, wireless charging. They're gonna do that too. So I heard on Daily Tech News show yesterday that they are thinking about having wireless charging on your iPhones. Anyway, so that's what they're trying to do. So they're going to go for Lightning for USB-C in favor. They're going to do that. And it would be an unusual move for Apple, of course, which has never been afraid of pushing its own connection standards, but not completely inexplicable. The company has already adopted USB-C on its MacBook line. You see, this is part of the article here. And the two standards share some key features, including reversibility. So, yeah, it's reversible, too. It's the same way as a Lightning cable. So we'll put the links on the website for more information on this one. And it's just that it's interesting that Apple is at last going to join the masses, because it's just ridiculous that you have to force a market of proprietary cables, which would just last for how many years now? How many years now? 4 or 5 years? When did it come out? Apple.
Well, Apple's always been about
S. Yeah. I think it came out with 4S.
Proprietary stuff. Anyhow, you had to buy Apple cables. If you buy a cable that's not Apple approved, then it will not work on your phone.
Remember the one before the Lightning cable? That's proprietary too. That's ridiculous. And there's so many devices that are still like that. And then now they introduced another proprietary cable, and now at last they're going to join the masses, join the world. Of cables. So now, what happens now? I will have just USB-C cables inside my car. I don't have to have an adapter. I don't have to plug in different cables and having two cables all the time, one USB, micro USB, and it's all gonna be on all in one. And hopefully the newer Android phones will be the same. They're using USB-C. It'll be great. Okay, Ray. So let's go to the bizarre, Ray.
Okay.
Where the hell did you find this article? Oh my God. Okay. It's pretty weird.
Well, that's why it's on bizarre.
It's on bizarre. Okay, go ahead.
Bahama swimming pigs found dead after tourists give them rum. So our show is a lot about pigs. You got racist faggot calling pigs, and then you got real pigs in the Bahamas.
That's right.
Well, they're both in the Bahamas because Key West is close to the Bahamas. Well,
yeah. It's not. I don't think so.
Well, no, Key West is close to the Bahamas.
I guess
it's north. So still same region.
All right, fine. Okay.
Just saying.
Same. Key West is near the Bahamas. Okay.
Well, it's, you know what I'm talking about. Same area. Several of the Bahamas' famous swimming pigs have died after tourists reportedly fed them beer and rum. I hope they weren't Americans. Seven of the animals were found dead on in the seas off the country's Exuma Cays, leading the government to ban visitors from feeding the porcine creatures. One of the pig's owners, Wade Nixon, told the Nassau Guardian, the pigs were given the wrong food. We had the government vet in there who examined them all thoroughly. He gave them shots, he gave them medicine, and I was there and I worked with them for 3 days straight. We had them pigs there almost 30 years, and never has this happened before. But now we're going to have to regulate it. Right now, it's blowing out of proportion with people. Anybody bringing food there, anybody doing what they want to do, we have the people coming here giving pigs beer, rum, riding on the top of them, all kinds of stuff. The majority of the pigs believed to be around 15 are still alive, although some reports said the figure was just 7 or 8. The famous creatures swim in the sea off Exuma Cays and are a popular attraction for tourists who travel to the island to swim with the pigs. However, other officials said the cause of the pig's death was currently unclear. It could just be a horrible accident where they ate something poisonous, said Kim Arana, president of the Bahamas Human Society Animal Group. It could be malicious, but I don't see really why someone would go out of their way to hurt those lovely animals. I know there are a lot of silly sailors that go there and feed them alcohol and try to get them drunk, but that's not to mistake them with the tour operators based out of Nassau who have treated them with excellent care. Alfred Gray, the country's Minister for Agriculture and Marine Resources, said, from now on, people will be able to take photographs and see the pigs swim, but they will not be able to feed them things. The Bahamas Ministry of Tourism website suggests that until now, tourists were free to feed the pigs without restriction. Visitors to the islands are happily embracing the unique and special experience of swimming with the pigs on the uninhabited island of Big Major Cay, it says. The family of pigs, dubbed adorable by tourists, locals, and media alike, have become incredibly popular. They live freely on the sandy beaches, and after basking in the sun for hours, they swim in the surf. The pigs, though feral, are exceptionally friendly. It continues running from under the shade of the almond trees to greet visitors that bring them treats. They're also fed by the crews of the passing yachts and vessels. Bahama officials were quoted as saying that while the deaths would be bad for tourism and the local economy, people are still expected to be there and see the pigs. So
that's the attraction for that place, the pigs?
Well, I mean, it's not often that you see pigs swimming.
Well, that's true. I mean, swimming pigs.
I mean, talking pigs that talk to a spider you're used to, but you don't see pigs swimming every day.
Or pigs talking to each other's other pigs.
Yeah.
And James Cromwell saying, that'll do pig. That's going to be more common. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know about pigs. It's really sad that they're killing these pigs
somebody actually did something to kill them. That's the sad thing.
You know, I think it's a conspiracy, meaning it's more of a it's not the alcohol. It's got to be something else. Like they may have poisoned them or something.
Do you think
it's the alcohol?
I don't know. I just hope it's not some American that went there and did something.
I mean,
stupid.
We would have known something after all these years, probably millions of years of pigs consuming alcohol is going to kill them. So I don't know about this that they're
Well, I think that's a normal thing. They give them beer and the pigs beer and alcohol, which because pigs are physiology is very close to human physiology, mm-hmm. So that probably didn't bother them. But they probably fed them something they shouldn't.
Yeah,
have.
Exactly. So it's got to be something else that poisoned them. It's not necessarily the beers and the because the title did
maybe
say
maybe they fed them McDonald's.
Maybe they did. See, it says here they give
or
them
maybe
rum.
Maybe they gave them some Filipino food that'd kill anybody.
Right. That's right. So the article title says itself that swimming pigs found dead after tourists give them rum, but it's not necessarily the rum that may have killed them.
Unless the rum was tainted or
actually poisoned.
Poisoned, yeah. What if the rum was actually intended to kill somebody on one of the yachts?
But then it was given to the pigs.
That sounds like a movie for HBO.
Or it could be that they're trying to see, before they consume that rum, they want to test it out first on the pigs. Yeah. That if they die, then that means it's point. They won't take it. But if they don't die, then they'll drink it.
Maybe it was terrorists trying out a new biological weapon.
What do you call this? Weapons of mass destruction, but it's a biological chemical weapon or something.
It's weapons of oink destruction.
Oink special. Oink what?
Oink destruction.
Oink destruction. Okay. But what about? I keep thinking about this. You know, killing animals in the wild or whatever in the water. Those seagulls. You throw Alka-Seltzer on them.
Mm-hmm. Watch them explode. Right? Yeah,
people do they really explode? People really do that?
There are people out there. I mean, there's people go out there and just cut the ears and tails off dogs just to be mean.
Yeah, why do they do that?
Because people are evil and hateful.
No, set that aside. I understand that. I'm sure they are. But what is the... there's got to be an explanation why they cut the ears. Because I've been hearing that for years. Like Dobermans.
Well, that's a breed thing, and a lot of people don't like the breed dogs because they cut tails off and they do all this stuff, and they consider that torturing the animal. But there are people that actually go out and torture dogs and animals, and they're called psychopaths.
Why cut dogs' ears? How to keep
it's
dogs
made in? For look like Doberman's. It's made so the ears don't stand up.
Necessary cruel pet with MD. Everybody's asking the same question. It's called cropping.
Cropping, yeah. And it's made the ears so the ears look a certain way. And it gives the dog a certain look.
And it makes them look like a fox or something. Make them look like...
I mean, Dobermans, I think they cut them so they stand up straight all the time.
Wow. But that's cruel because they're in pain.
Yeah, it causes pain. I mean, it's just like if I cut you right now, wouldn't you be in pain?
Well, yeah, but...
Well, here, let's go do it. I'll catch you outside.
Really? But I'm already cut. Okay.
And a bad cut job it was.
What? Excuse me. Anyway, okay.
So I've been told.
So we've been told. All right. So I hope you guys like the articles that we read to you guys. And I hope you guys have a good Mardi Gras. It's 2017 that we're having this Mardi Gras. A little early, actually. I think it's a little early, right? I mean, whenever it's Mardi Gras.
No, because Mardi Gras come earlier in February before.
Because, early in February.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, it's in the February now. So.
Oh, you're right. Okay. So but you know what happens when it's Mardi Gras in New Orleans? That means it's what's in Houston?
Louis Weekend.
Let us entertain you. Weekend is coming. Weekend.
This coming weekend, yeah.
Starting Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And are you going to do the festivities?
I don't know. I think I'm too old for all that.
Too old? Oh, God. Ray and I used to be very active in the bear community that we would go with the Houston area Bears.
And there are just
Houston
some things right I've seen at Louis that I'll never be able to unsee again.
Yeah, that's right.
That's where your favorite ass to mouth scene came from.
Oh, really? That's right. Somebody was asking me, I was interviewing someone before. And the first thing that I saw during Louis Weekend is a guy getting, you know, getting fucked in the ass. And then somebody sucks the guy off. And it's just ass to mouth action. It's really gross. Anyway, so that was an experience. That was something you don't want to see again. Huh. Maybe.
Well, I didn't want to see them doing it. No.
Oh, okay, not them. Okay.
Yeah, but a good boy always, when he gets through getting bread, falls down and cleans up his mess.
Oh, gross. That is nasty. Anyway, I hope you guys like the stories we've been telling
you guys.
That'll
do, big boy. That'll do.
That'll do. That's going to be a good title for this. That'll do, pig. Okay, so thank you for Cesar for the great articles on Facebook. Then it's facebook.com/GayGeekBizarre. Cesar been posting stories there, so is Ray. And that's where we get our stories that we talk about.
Yeah, I had to dig for a gay show today. So if y'all see gay articles, send them in to us so we can post them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we can talk about it. And if it gets a lot of votes or a lot of shares, there's one story that really had to be mentioned because it was shared so much. I don't know. I can't remember what it was. We did mention it. We had an honorable mention on it, one of the episodes we did. Anyway, so if you want to contact us, just send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
I'm just putting
it in May, and you can go to the official website because Maynard did not pick up on what he was supposed to pick up and talk about. But you can go to the official website at gaygeekbazaar.com.
Wait, what happened to my script? It disappeared. Where is it? Anyway, okay. So anyway, yeah, Ray's right. Just go to...
we're done, Maynard. End the show.
Wait, no. Facebook.com, Twitter, and iTunes.
I just said all that.
You said that already?
I said all that, and I left for... Go to the official website, gaygeekbazaar.com for you, and you're over there typing and doing something else.
I was writing the title.
And so we're done. Just, end the show, Maynard. Just end the show.
Yeah, so thank you, everyone, for listening in. We'll catch you guys in the next show.
Amateur. Bye. Amateur pig. Amateur.